Oh, he said, I got a few over the fence.
Over the fence?
That means with another woman, see.
Oh.
Yeah, I got a few over the fence.
Oh.
But I can't claim them.
Uh-huh. That's funny. I never heard
Boy, you're going to be full of stuff, aren't you?
Oh, I can know everything. I can know everything. Oh, now your brother's son would be called your...
My nephew.
And a child that's lost its father and mother is called...
He's an orphan.
And a person that the court would appoint to look after an orphan.
Guardian.
Now, if somebody, there was somebody else named Moon, but you might say, now he's also got the same name as me, but he's no...
Relation. Or kin.
Mm-hmm. Somebody...
Way back years ago, it'd be no kin.
No kin, okay. Yes. Somebody that comes to town that nobody knows, now you call that person a...
Stranger? I reckon. A foreigner.
A foreigner, right, yeah. Now, foreigner would not necessarily have to be from another country, would it?
Not, he probably would now.
Would now, but not then.
Back then, if you wasn't of our community, we looked on you as a foreigner.
Uh-huh.
In other words, when we played baseball when I was kids, we'd go play Nettleton or somewhere else, it was war.
Oh, it was war.
Yeah,
it was like war.
No matter where we went, they were foreign as far as we was concerned.
Yeah.
But really, and you know, a foreigner is an alien of some other country.
Some other country, but not then.
That's right,
then.
Not then.
Well, now, what did they usually call a woman who conducted school?
Teacher.
Teacher.
School marm.
School marm, you've heard that too.
That's what they call them when I was a kid, school marm.
Not
mom, marm.
Marm.
Mm-hmm.
Was the name...
Or old lady so-and-so.
Or old lady.
Turn her back.
was the name Cooper very common around here?
Yeah.
Sure?
Yeah, with us it was.
Uh-huh.
Several families of Coopers up in... what we call Pleasant Valley District. There's
uh-huh.
There was two or three families of Coopers that were related, and then out a couple of 3 miles, there was another bunch of Coopers, and then over what we called Lubbin Ridge over here,
mm-hmm.
there was another bunch. We had, and right now we've got seven families of Holtz, of no relation, that gets mail out of this post office.
Uh-huh.
So that's a lot of Holtz.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot that's related to this Holt, a lot related to this one, but they're not interrelated.
But not interrelated.
It's absolutely seven different families.
Mm.
And that gets a little confusing sometimes.
I bet it does. Oh,
and
did you ever hear a person talk about somebody who wasn't very good at something, like, say, a preacher? You ever heard him called a jackleg?
I've heard carpenters call jackleg carpenters
and
jackleg mechanics, but I've heard preachers call sky pilots.
Sky pilots?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Pilot you to the sky, if you listen to it. So. But jackleg is a common name for anyone that that doesn't excel at whatever they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
See, is that man a carpenter? Oh, he's a jackleg.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
In other words, you want a good job done, don't hurry.
No, not. Now, the commander of an army would be called a...
Well, I guess this would be the general, the chief of staff or the general.
And the Kentucky Fried Chicken Man, his name...
Colonel Sanders. Now, you should have seen me when I had my mustache and sure enough long hair here about... Year and a half ago, they called me Colonel Sanders. I shaved it off.
You had a mustache.
Just a mustache.
Yeah.
I grew that thing way out, you know.
Oh.
And I started in letting my hair grow. See, we used to wear a crew cut, so I just let it start growing and growing and growing, and it got longer here than it did up here, and then these three did. So. I had made a pretty good mustache. I done it just for the heck of it.
Uh-huh. Oh, what about the man that's in charge of a ship?